It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad to be with you. Two of my very young neighbors were about to throw two balls away because they had split. Yeah, they'd split just like that. See, that ball and that ball had split right in two. So I asked if I could have them. And I said, sure. They didn't need them. Come with me to the sand table in the back, and I'll show you my plan for these. Won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor? Bum, 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 da-dum, bum, bum. Sand table. Table with sand in it. Now, here's my idea. I thought that if I could take one of these balls, half of one of them, fill it with sand, put it like that on a board, see what you get? Do the same thing with one of the smaller ones. See? Now, what I'll do with you, don't look down there, all right? What I'm going to do is to use those two again and see if you can tell me what I made these two mounds with. Take a look now, down here. Now, which one did I make this one with? This one or this one? This one, right? Okay. And which one did I make this one with? This one or this one? This one. Right. That's absolutely right. You see? Things that you can use, stuff that you might have otherwise thrown away. You know, they're different colors of sand. In fact, when rocks get all pulverized, all broken up into tiny pieces, they become sand. And different color rocks become different color sand. And there's some very, very artistic American Indians who know how to make what they call sand paintings. Yes, I like to think about such artistic people as I see sand like this. Thank you. important it is to artistic people like that to make that kind of painting. Why don't we just think about the neighborhood of make-believe with just plain ordinary sand like this? Think about Daniel Striped Tiger playing with Prince Tuesday at the Prince's Sandbox in the castle garden.
Sandbox. You know, Prince Tuesday, whoever took my clock just came right up to my clock and took it.
Bad. Bad, bad.
It certainly was bad, and I've been feeling bad ever since. Making a castle there, aren't you?
Well, how are you two coming along?
Oh, fine.
Play with Daniel.
Oh, he's a very good player, isn't he, Prince Tuesday?
I like to play here. Did you find any more clues?
Well, not yet, Daniel. But if you take care of Tuesday, I'll keep on looking, okay?
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Thank you. I try to keep the sand inside, but sometimes it goes out. Sir? Mister? Sir? What are you trying to do?
Why, I'm trying to take this sandbox. Will you kindly take your paws off of it?
No, I will not. This sandbox doesn't belong to you. It belongs to my friend Prince Tuesday.
Oh, yes, it does belong to me. See here in my book? That's a sandbox. So that means that sandboxes are all mine. That's my name, all mine.
Oh, Handyman Negri. Come here, Handyman Negri.
I don't understand you. When something's in my book, it's all mine.
Handyman Negri. I suppose you have clocks in your book, too.
Oh, of course I do.
What's going on here?
Well, why, this tiger won't let me have this sandbox.
Well, of course not. It doesn't belong to you.
Oh, yes, sandboxes are in my book, and everything that's in my book is mine.
Bad. Bad.
No, mustn't take it.
Now, that'll be just enough, Mr. Allmine.
Boy, here comes Yoshi in the plane. It must be she. Oh, he's leaving.
I guess that must be Yoshi. I sure hope she has some clues about the clock.
Maybe Mr. Allmine took it. He said he had clocks in that book of his, too.
Hi, Yoshi.
Hi.
Boy.
I just can't seem to find any clues about that clock, Daniel.
Well, Yoshi, I think we have one that we'd like to tell you about.
Oh, there comes King Friday.
Tuesday, Daniel, Miss Ito, Negri, I presume.
Correct as usual.
Your Majesty.
Now, what is this I hear about the sandbox?
Well, King Friday, you see that Mr. Allmine was here, and he tried to take the sandbox from Tuesday. Yes, he did.
And tried to take it, did he?
Yes, sire.
Well, we shall look for him. Is the plane ready, Miss Ito?
It is, King Friday. Are you planning to come along?
This is important business. Of course I shall come. Do either of you young gentlemen want to come along?
Well, I'll go.
Tuesday, go too.
Good.
Very well. Let's waste no time. I shall tell Sarah we're going, and we'll meet you at the landing strip behind the castle.
Yes, sir.
Come along.
Right, sir.
Right. Come along.
Come along, Prince Tuesday. See? Do you like it?
I certainly do, yes. It's interesting up here in the air.
What's that?
What?
They're placed down there on the ground with a sign or something. Can you read it?
It says, Land of Allmine.
That must be his kingdom.
Oh, I'm scared.
Me
Me too.
We're with you, boys, and we'll stay right with you. Be scared if you must, but we're with you, right, Negri?
Right, Your Majesty.
Shall we land at Oman, Your Majesty?
Of course. It's the only way to find out if Daniel's clock is there.
All right. Prepare for landing, everybody.
All seatbelts fastened.
All fastened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Down we go.
Yes. Now, Pilot Ito and Handyman Negri, I shall stay with the boys here, and you two search for clues of the clock.
Yes, sire.
Bring us any news that you find.
Yes, sire.
Can't we go with them?
No, we shall stay right here. We shall not venture forth. They will be back.
Oh, boy, look at all those things.
What do you suppose this is?
Look underneath the cover and see.
Yeah. What is going on here?
We're royal detectives on a search for a very special clock.
Clock? All clocks are mine. All things are mine.
Is that a clock under that cover?
How did you guess?
Because it looks like the size of the clock that we're looking for.
A clock? A clock, a very special clock.
This is it.
This clock belongs to somebody else.
It's in my book. It belongs to me.
I suggest that we talk with King Friday about this.
Well, I just got back from talking to him, and I don't want to go to the neighborhood of make-believe again.
You don't have to go. The king is here.
He's here? Mm-hmm. In Allmine?
Yes, he is, and he would like very much to speak with you. Right this way, Mr. Allmine.
Mr. Allmine, I presume?
You presume to come to my land and take things?
Only things that belong to other people. Do you have the clock that belongs to my subject, Daniel Striper Tiger?
Oh, good.
The clock belongs to me. I have a picture of it in my book. So therefore, the clock belongs to me. This is my land, and I shall have to ask you all to leave.
We shall leave on one condition.
I won't give up the clock.
But it's where I live.
My condition is that you shall come to my court tomorrow, and we shall discuss with you the means whereby the clock will be reinstated to its lawful owner.
You mean you'll leave here if I promise to come to your place tomorrow?
That is correct.
I'll bring my book.
Bring your book if you must. Come, Ito and Negri. We shall leave all my...
But we are leaving without the clock?
No buts about it. We're leaving. Come, Prince Tuesday. Along, we'll sit right here.
Oh, boy. So near, and yet so far.
The king hopes that Mr. Allmine will be able to give the clock back to Daniel himself. Yeah, it's all right for King Friday, but it's very hard for Daniel to see that clock there and have to leave it and wait till tomorrow. Yeah. It's hard to wait for people to give things back that belong to you, isn't it? We'll work more on that tomorrow. More on that problem, Daniel Striped Tiger and his clock. Come with me to Brockett's Bakery. We haven't been there for a while. I'd like to go over and see what they're doing. At the bakery. Come on.
How you doing?
Hey, Don. Hi, Jose. Hello, buenos dias.
Glad to see you.
Glad to see you. What are you doing?
Hey, we're having some fun here with a new drink. I learned about this, you know, at the gym. Some of the fellas that I exercise with, some of my friends, told me about it. It's a health drink. It's good for you. And it's different because you mix pineapple and carrots.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
It's a strange-looking fruit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, pineapple and carrots.
Right, but you know what you have to do with this. You take all the outside off, and you slice it and get all that outside part off. Mm-hmm. And then you get it to slices like this, that look like this. See that?
Now that's what would be underneath this.
Exactly, right, inside there. Now, remember when you brought me this machine?
Yes.
Okay. This machine, you could use this machine, or you could use a blender if you didn't have one of these. You just have to grind it up. Well, get the machine going. Then you put the pineapple in. Push it through real easy. See the juice? When the pineapple comes out, it's kind of thick. See? Because all that pineapple's going right in there. Now, put a carrot in. Now watch when the carrot juice doesn't come out. It'll flow out. See? It's thinner. Comes out faster.
I should.
Right? See the difference? See? Different juices come out differently.
Let me put in another carrot.
Do another carrot. See it coming? It's carrot juice and pineapple juice mixed together.
Could I taste it?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a taste.
I'll get you a glass.
Good. Jose and I, we figure a time like this when we're not busy. It's a good time to experiment, right?
Right.
And we try the different things that we hear about different places. You know, the fellas at the gym really know, you know, a lot about health drinks. They think about those kind of things. And this one really tastes good, too, and it's good for you. Thank you. Would you like a taste?
That's something different.
You like it, Fred?
I think I do. You have to get used to it, you know?
Uh-huh. You know, I found that to be true with every one of those drinks. I've tried one with celery. And it tastes very different at first, but when you get used to it, you kind of like it.
That is very good.
It is good.
Pineapple and carrot together.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Did you come for anything special?
No, I just came to see how you and Jose were doing.
Oh, we're fine. We like to experiment and work on new things.
Do you know what? Mrs. Schenck might be coming to visit tomorrow.
Oh, how's her baby?
Oh, I heard he was doing really fine, and she's going to come to visit us.
Well, I hope to. I'll just try to stop back again tomorrow then and see you.
We'll be glad to see you.
What? I just noticed this.
Look at that, and then look at this. It's a pineapple tub.
But you have it in a...
That's right.
Look, with
when
dirt.
When you do the drink, you know, or you're going to just eat a pineapple, you cut the top off and use the other parts. You don't use the top. What you can do with the top, you plant it in loose dirt, and it starts to grow just like a plant.
You water it?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll be interested to see that thing grow.
Mm-hmm.
You have great ideas.
Well,
take care.
Always are looking for new ones, Fred.
We'll try to stop by tomorrow.
Please do.
Bye. I wanted to ask you one thing.
Yeah.
You were talking about the gym.
Yeah.
What kinds of things do you do there? I mean, what kinds of exercises?
Well, I do leg raises, and I do sit-ups, and I lift weights, and I swim a lot. You know, there's a pool there, too. And, I do lots of exercises.
There are a lot more things than you used to do.
Oh, I'm so glad. Every time I learn to do a new one or I'm strong enough to do a new one, it's like starting a whole new thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
One day you might do two, the next day you might do three.
Well, you know how you do that. You keep at it, and you keep at it all the time.
Yeah. Good. Have a good day.
See you, Fred.
Goodbye, Jose. Oh, Mrs. Schenck might be there tomorrow. We'll go back then. I'd like to see her. They weren't busy there today. No, they were having some quiet time experimenting with those juices. Do grown-ups sometimes tell you to be quiet? You see, they need quiet time, too. Sometimes when they want it quiet, they just want to think. Sometimes they want to read, and sometimes they want to solve problems, the way we're trying to solve the problem about Daniel's clock. Now, when you wonder about something and feel you have to ask, you may have to wait until your grown-up finishes quiet time. But questions are important. And they can help you understand. Sure, I used to think to myself, I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told. If it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt, I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more. Each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true, I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. I'm sure you do too. And I'm sure you can understand about grown-ups needing quiet time, too. We talk about important things, don't we? It gives me a good feeling to know that we can work together on problems like that problem of Mr. Allmind thinking that everything belongs to him and the problem of Daniel's feeling sad about his clock. It's a good feeling to have a television visit with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.